next time, Buster.
Well, that was the best part of it, Robert. That was the best part of it. Nice to save you, nice to call me, and I sure do appreciate it. I hope that we may help a little bit, maybe to let them at least know we're not playing politics. I hope they got that to you, the other part of the speech.
I appreciate that very much.
I mean, they got you the Paul thing early, didn't they? 7 o'clock. That's good. I just wanted to be. I asked Marvin if he got it. He said didn't know he had somebody, and then I asked back, and they didn't. I was sure.
They got it to me about 7 o'clock.
That's good.
And I went right out.
That's good. I met with Gabrina at about 6, and I asked him to get in here now and go to work. Told him he was going to do everything he could back. And that I wanted him to get his people, and they had a hell of a responsibility, and I didn't think they'd exercise it, and if they're going to continue to furnish weapons and equipment and keep this war going, then by God, somebody's going to put a little on them.
Well, I thought that was good.
Give that Dorothy, my love.
Just a minute. You want to tell her where to hold on?
Yes, sir.
I'll talk. Yes, sir.
Dorothy, my sweetheart, I got your picture hanging right outside my room, and I enjoy it.
No, I just don't have any words now. I'm just simply stunned.
Ladybird's got old Stu Simon's picture, and Charlie Marsh, two or three of her boyfriends, and I got the one you painted me.
Well, yes, you asked for it, and I
said well, it is gorgeous, and I love it, and I thank you so much for thinking of me, and I don't get to see you enough of you, my dear.
Well,
you sure do. You've done more than nearly anybody I know to help me be well.
Well, we wish you strength and we wish you health.
Well.
And we send our very warmest love to your family.
God bless you, dear. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.